Blog Talk Radio.
In America, welcome to Sight and Vision, Disability and Senior Talk Radio Show. Information on disability rights, disability services, and your disability dollar. Your voice, an advocate, voice your concern, voice your opinion, but please let your voice be heard. Our mission is to bring to you the people, the places, and the things that can change your life for the better, which means inclusion into society, which means living more independently in your home and in your community. America, welcome to Sight and Vision, Disability and Senior Talk Radio Show. I am your host, Pastor Reverend Radio Ray Razor, your friendly neighborhood networker. Our motto is increase your net worth and you'll increase your net worth. And behind microphone number two is the hostess with the mostest, Miss Renee. Welcome again, our listening audience. I am your host, Pastor Razor, Reverend Radio Ray. And although I've been blind for more than 50 years, when I was 13 years old, a big firecracker, which is a cherry bomb in the DMV, exploded in my face and blinded me in both eyes. But in spite of that, every morning I rise, I feel blessed, highly favored, and I know God is good. Greetings, and how are you doing today, Miss Renee?
Reverend Ray, did you know today is Tootsie Roll's birthday?
It's whose birthday?
Tootsie Rolls. You know those little Tootsie Rolls?
Oh, Tootsie Rolls. Okay. And
yeah,
we celebrate Tootsie Roll's birthday.
Yeah, we're celebrating Tootsie Roll's birthday today. They were introduced in 1896. Isn't that a... See, someday you might be playing Trivial Pursuit, and somebody will want to know that.
I had no idea Tootsie Rolls have been around that long. Okay.
See?
Well,
you do research for a show, when you do research for a show, you find out the most incredible things.
I see. And you know, and the Black Panther, that was a wonderful movie that's outbroken all type of records and all for how hundreds of millions of dollars and a little thing here, Miss Renee, a little caveat here. I thought I was being a little slick on Miss Renee. She invited to take me to see the Black Panther, and I, you know, figured she gonna pay for the tickets and I pay for the snacks. Figuring the snacks gonna be, you know, cheaper. Man, them snacks! I'm telling you, that woman told me they were almost like $40. I was like, Lord have mercy. But anyway, that's what happens when you think you get no more than sisters. And speaking of sisters, you got to see that movie. Because they showed that the sisters, I mean, this was, you know, we always see these movies about plantations and Gone with the Wind and all this stuff with the sisters and stuff and in the kitchen and all and all of a kind of unfavorable position. But in this movie, and I'm going to want to tell you all though, but it had a number of good storylines. They showed sisters in the most positive way, brilliant, strong, you know, warrior-like. So you got to go see that movie. You got to go see it. That's the Black Panther movie. All righty, Miss
Renee.
Your
own Tootsie Rolls.
Take your own Tootsie Rolls. All right. So, Miss Renee, who is what is our lineup for today?
Well, we always begin with the adventures of Mr. Ray and Mr. Ray Tico, and then in the news, the good, the bad, and the ugly, news which affects the disability and senior communities. And then your challenge to us each week is a call to action. Now, if there is a fire, a flood, or a natural disaster, do you know what to do? Our guest, Calvin Hawkins, has been helping people to get prepared for that just-in-case scenario. So get your pen and papers ready, listeners, to take what could be your life-saving notes. So back over to our always prepared host, Reverend Radio Ray.
True, true, true. You know, I like to start the show with the adventures of Mr. Ray and his German Shepherd CNI dog, Mr. Ray Tico, that 100 pounds of wonder. I don't have an adventure for Mr. Ray Tico this week, but I do have a news line. And the news line is this. Again, in the paper, they have where someone with a service animal was on the plane, and the dog bit a child, a little girl, and so we still getting bad press about these people with these service animals, and I can only say this: those animals that's not trained or certificate. Has certificates to show that they trained, because when they deregulated a lot of the regulations for training service animals, me being blind and have a service animal, which is a CNI dog, it took us years to get the public and businesses and organizations and jobs to accept these dogs from so much training. But now, because they loosened up the regulations, you know, almost anybody can train animal and say it's a service animal, but the airlines, they're taking steps to ask, in which they can, that you show that you have a certificate, that you show that the animal has its proper shots and stuff. But those who have guide dogs, they know those guide dogs was really go through a rigorous training, and you all had, and you know I had several guide dog schools here on our radio show to talk about the extensive training they go to. So those guide dogs all get a dissertation, but the point is, when still a service animal is lumped together even with guide dogs, and it just so what I'm asking is this: people that have these service animals, two things. One, even though you groom them, get them professionally groomed before you take them on to the plane and these public transportations. Two, once you get your service animal, do not stop the obedience exercises. Do the obedience exercises every day, especially for those who travel on of public transportation, such as airplanes, trains, and buses and stuff, because your pet have to, and most of them are pets, they're not service animals, they have to keep their training up. They train up. I noticed with Mr. Ray Tico, if I don't train, go over his obedience exercise at least every other day, like anything else, you know, they like children, they will stop being obedient. Okay, so please do that. And the Adventures of Mr. Ray and Mrs. Ray Tico is brought to you by the Big Bad Wolf Pet Store and thebigbadwolf.com. Go to their website. They have some of the most wonderful products for dogs. Now, if you see Mr. Ray Tico, you can see how handsome he is. His coat looks shiny and beautiful. His eyes look so intelligent that they even bother me sometimes. I wonder what that dog's thinking about. But go to thebigbadwolf.com, or you can call them at 202-747-3434. That's 202-747-3434, and they will deliver, folks. So they will deliver for you. You don't even have to go outside. Like in the DMV, it's raining today, it's nasty outside, we have some really bad cold days, you just call Miss Penny. She is the owner of the Big Bad Wolf, and just tell them that you heard about it on Sight and Vision Radio. You see Mr. Ray Tico strutting around outside, and Mr. Ray, him pulling here and there. So just let Miss Penny know, and she'll give you a little something extra. That is the Big Bad Wolf. Now, in the news, the good, the bad, the ugly, issues that affect persons with disability and seniors. And, you know, now seniors want to be called older adults, okay? So we're going to have to do something about changing that. But they like to be referred to now as older adults, and that's because an older adult is a so-called senior, which they want to be called older adult, and this is now what an older adult is. It is a person, an older person, that have not only the time, but they have the money to do what they want, when they want, and they do not have to apologize to anybody. Okay? So, in the news, I'm just going to do a, unfortunately, bad. The bad is this. The ADA, the American Disability Act, is being attacked from every angle. Right now, in the HR, that's the House of Representatives of the federal, they passed a HR Bill 620, which the bill says that if a person with a disability have any type of barriers or problems getting into a business for whatever reason, a public business, that now, instead of action being taken right away, they have to write a letter to that business, and that business has 60 days, 2 months, to reply. All right, then after the 2 months they reply, they have three more months, 120 days to correct the problem. All right, so they passed that bill. Now it's gone to the Senate, and we at urging people, been urging people to call the Senate to ask them to do not pass that bill, okay? And then if they do pass it, well, it's going to go to the president. And the president, being the business person, of course, and he is going to agree to the bill. And the thing is this, what people have to understand, even with the Congress, okay, it was 2-1 basically with the Congress that passed the bill. Most of these folks have businesses, and they are business people. People realize that. So when it comes to a business taking a hit, we're going to have to really, really be out there advocating for ourselves. So I'm going to get off that soapbox. But this has been brought to you by Real-Time Pain Relief, the best-smelling, most effective real-time pain relief lotion in the world. You just rub it on, and the pain is gone. My call to action is this. People with disability, you all have to be seen. You have to get involved. We got the by-elections. Join a campaign. Even if you just make phone calls, people in the wheelchair, people that's blind, you can make phone calls. We have ambulatory people. There are so many things you can do. Even if you stuff in envelopes, get involved. You have to be at the table and be part of the solution and stop being part of the problem. Now, that's my call to action, and you know our motto is, if you can't fly, run. If you can't run, walk. If you can't walk, crawl. But just keep moving forward. And my double negative is, if you just can't do nothing, just do something. Back to microphone number 2, Mr. Renee, the host with the mostest, to introduce our guest and the topic. Mr. Renee.
Well, I'm fired up, Reverend Ray. Well, none of us want to experience a natural disaster, fire or flood, but preparing is the best insurance. And our guest, Calvin Hawkins, gives us tips today to survive and minimize the impact of fire, flood, and natural disaster. Welcome, Calvin.
Thank you for allowing me to participate in this on the show with you and the Reverend Ray. I listened to him today, and I was excited myself, just excited about his inspirational words.
Indeed.
All right.
Indeed.
Well, this is your mating voyage, and your mating voyage, we are real gentle to you. But after that, we treat you like family, okay?
I'm grateful.
Okay. All right, Ms. Renee, shoot away. I shouldn't use that, but go away, go. Hit them or something.
Well, Calvin, in our lifetime, what are most folks likely to face, a fire, a flood, or some other natural disaster?
Believe it or not, in our lifetime, it's the natural weather conditions that change in this area that will impact most of your radio listeners or your listeners, period. They may hit receive a fire, but it's the weather-related incidents that impact citizens the most in the DMV.
Okay, so now in your experience, what is the most often overlooked basic precaution that the average person can take, knowing that it's going to be a weather incident more than likely?
Planning. Most individuals, Reverend Ray and Renee, have this idea or this thought that it will not happen to them. This will not happen to me. And as a result, they don't plan. As you know, if you plan right, you can be prepared for anything. But if you fail to plan, plan to fail. It's just the little things about how, if I have to get out of my house, do I have an extra set of documents that I may need to take with me? If I have to move somewhere, is there someone I can call out of town that one of my relatives could call to know that I'm doing okay and I've survived or I've gotten out of this emergency situation? But people don't take that in consideration. And most of us just rely on our emergency response personnel, but we don't realize that there could be multiple things going on at once that prevent your emergency personnel from arriving to give you the kind of attention and response you require in your emergency. So the better we prepare, the better we are able to be independent until help comes.
Well, you've already given me two ideas that I hadn't even considered. Having one relative to let people know that you're going to call this out of town, getting documents together, the other thing I want to ask you about, we've heard some advertisements on television where you can get enough food to last you for 45 years or it'll last for 45 years. But do we need an emergency kit and what should be in it?
We certainly need an emergency kit because we call it your go kit. If, in fact, you would have to leave your place or you have to shelter in place, there are things that you need. And like there may be different medicines that you may require, and it goes back to what Reverend Ray spoke about, his buddy that he deals with every day of his life. And he talked about the German Shepherd. It's the same concept. A few pills here, don't let them expire, but some water, some foods you like, just, and you keep changing them out so they will not expire. But you get into that habit of, this is my go kit. If emergency happens, I have food, I have water, I have telephone numbers I need, I have flashlights, I have important paper, copies of important papers like my insurance and things that I may need that I can't get as a result of my house catching on fire or weather-related incident takes me away from what I normally have. But it's habit, it's repetition, just thinking, what are the things I need? And don't go putting food that you know you don't normally eat in there trying to make your emergency preparedness bag or your go kit look fancy for those who may look at it. Get the things you know you will eat and your family will eat.
Now, see, I have never heard anyone say that. I have never heard anyone say, get the foods that you're more likely to eat. So if we have water and food and medications in there, how often should we go to that kit and change those items out? Every quarter? Every 6 months? How often?
And people will tell you every quarter, but Reverend Ray and Renee, I encourage everyone that I speak to, go as often as you need to ensure that what you have in there has not expired. Like even with your batteries, most people tell you put a flashlight in there, but they don't tell you don't put the batteries inside the flashlight. Or if you're going to put the batteries inside the flashlight, use a piece of cardboard to separate the batteries from the top of the flashlight so they will not corrode inside the flashlight. And when you go to use it, it doesn't work. What you really want to do with your go kit or your emergency kit is just check it as periodically as possible to make sure you're satisfied that everything's functional, the food is good, and you can use it. And by doing that and getting your family involved, you really put them in a situation where they engage in their own planning for any emergency. And hopefully it will never happen, but more than likely it will, and you will be prepared. And particularly for the individuals who may have challenges in dealing with the different things that they need every day, and especially as Reverend Ray encouraged them to be independent, is especially important for our community that may need assistance but normally live on their own. As you all talk and empower your listening audience, it's imperative for them to go that extra mile so they're, even in emergency, they could be as independent as possible. And, you know, it could be a neighbor next door. Say, you know my situation. If something happens, let's commit to checking on each other. You know, if you get out of the building or where we live, you don't see me, there's a problem. But before, but if we talk and we plan before the emergency, you know to check on me as you're getting out. And if you're going to check on me before you get out, then I have a better opportunity to get out, whether I'm in a wheelchair, whether I'm blind, whatever the situation may be. Is the concept, and it has to be, and we have to increase the commitment to, we are our brothers and sister keeper. My neighbor is my family, and we need to work together in times of convenience, but also in times of challenge. We are planning ahead of time to deal with whatever we need to.
I'm so glad you said that, because that was one of my questions. What about people who lived on their own or persons with mobility issues or other disabilities? So you've answered that for us. But, you know, in listening to you talk about the battery, something occurred to me, putting a cell phone charger in that go kit too. Because, you know, even if you
that
run out and you grab the cell phone, you don't have the charger, 9 times out of 10. Yes, yes.
And
okay. Well, go ahead.
No, I was going to say, and when you spoke about the cell phone charger, that's so important, and that was an oversight on my part. I apologize. And today they even have the, back in the day we said wind me up, but they even have the ones you can crank where you can wind, and they have flashlights that use the same concept. In case you don't have no electrical power, you can purchase a winding kind of telephone charger where you will not need electrical power, but you could use your own physical ability to just wind, give you the power you need for your phone, your cell phone.
Wow. Now, see, I didn't know that. Here again, we're making an assumption that if you're moving because of a natural disaster, there may not be electricity even where you are sheltering. Well, I know we have not exhausted this this topic at all, but we're up against the break time. But I also want to remind listeners, don't forget about your pets and your service animals. So you need a go bag for them, too. You need food for them, and if they're on medication, you need to look out for them. So we're going to let helping people is in our guest Calvin Hawkins' DNA, and that has put him on the path to public office. So after the break, I want to unpack your reasons, Calvin, for running for public office. So back over to mic number one, Reverend Radio Ray.
And as Calvin say, and as Chuck say, wind me up. So anyway, you listening to blogtalkradio.com/marketing pulpit. We heard here every Friday, East Coast time from 3 to 3:30. You're listening to Sight and Vision Disability Senior Talk Radio Show. Visit us at www.sightandvisionradio.com, or you can call us at 301-377-6468. And you want to hear a live person, just call us at 301-377-6468. And if you have any recommendations or comments or suggestions, we only take good comments, we kick out everything else. Please email us at info@sightandvisionradio.com. And now back to the hostess with the motions and our guest, Ms. Renick.
Thank you, Reverend Ray. Now, our guest is Calvin Hawkins, who has given us tips on emergency preparedness. And if you missed this vital information, you can listen to it on Sight and Vision On Demand at blogtalkradio.com/marketing pulpit. Now, Calvin, you've decided to run for an at-large seat in county council here in Prince George's County, even though we're heard all over the world. Are you, like so many others, feeling the need for a political change this season?
I really have that belief and that commitment that we do need it, and I enjoy public service, and I would rather remain behind the scenes working with individuals like you and Reverend Ray to make our communities better and far more safer. But as we move forward, there seems to be a void of leadership, not in a negative way, but just in vision and how we approach moving this diverse county forward. So I just want to bring a fresh perspective to the council as a result of having worked with two county executives on the executive side, and just talk and be the countywide voice of the citizens about their concerns and issues, and then show that when we're in private meetings and behind the scenes, that my colleagues on the council understand that our responsibility is to the people first. Anything less than that is a derelict of our responsibility to those who elect us to office.
Well, hear, hear, brother. Well, I see Reverend Radio Ray wants to get in on this discussion. So over to you, mic number one.
All right, and thank you very much, Calvin Hawkins, for coming on Sight and Vision Radio. And what's usually happened good for all of Prince George County, close to a million people live here, and we consider one of the richest black county among the 24 counties and probably on the East Coast and the rest of the world. And given that, Calvin, why is we have this paradoxical view that even though we're the richest county that's with blacks, but we're poor in so many other things? I mean, how do you answer that paradox?
I believe that we have gotten to the point that we, everyone, I have yet, and I want to say this, I have yet to meet public officials, particularly elected ones, who are not really concerned about what they do. But I think we arrived there without the experience, the experience to do the job that we elected to do, and as a result, we spend too much time accepting what is and not working to change what we need to know, what we know needs to change. And to answer your question, we promote ourselves as the most educated and the richest majority African-American enclave anywhere in America. And yet, when you see who runs everything, when you see who's in charge of everything, you got to ask yourself the question that you call paradoxical. Is this really what we are supposed, is this really where we should be in 2018? Or should we go look at that movie you and Renee went to see, Black Panther, and understand that our potential is great as our commitment to the people that elected us and to our ancestors that fought and died for us to get an opportunity to participate in this democracy we call America? That's the challenge of the day.
Oh, okay, and because we're close up against the time, I'm going to have you come back because we have people that email and text us questions, and we're going to come back with those questions soon. I'm not, maybe not next week, but we're going to come back so we can talk to you about your politics. But one of the things that always bugs so many people is that when these politicians are elected, we don't see them in the community anymore, and even with the ones that's running. And why did you find it a need to have an actual office in the community? And you answer that real quick, and then we're going to have to wrap it up.
To answer that is to answer the question or the statement you just said, to be accountable, accessible, and responsible. Not avoid them, but be there to hear their concerns, their recommendations, and criticism. And that's what makes us a county that could be better, because we got to be open, accessible, and responsive to those who elect us.
All righty. Well, thank you, Calvin. And Calvin Hawkins running for at-large council person for PG County, and we're going to have him back to actually have him address some issues. Thank you very much. Have a nice weekend. And if you buy your Black Panther costume, we will see you in it in the streets. All right. Thank you, Calvin. This is Sight and Vision Radio, and I am Reverend Ray, and I like to say, I might not have sight, but I can have vision, vision. God bless and be blessed.